Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
So we see Clayton sitting at church post sleeping with multiple women and mad that he didn't get the third one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they have this man sitting alone in a church, which had me dying. I was laughing from minute one. I was laughing.
This was my first note. This dramatic music, uh-huh. A choir, mm-hmm. Clayton's black turtleneck. Like, it couldn't have been more dramatic. Talk about the most dramatic finale ever.
Oh my God. So Jesse and Clayton sit down and he talks about how Gabby and Rachel are left and says, I have no trust. I have all of my walls up now. Mm-hmm. Could they move forward as well if they heard this? And I'll go tonight. I'll talk with them both and I'll be 100% transparent.
And Jesse was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Jesse was like, let me just play devil's advocate real quick. He's let's like, just see.
What are your other options? Just yeah. Like, throw them out. Let's spitball.
Yeah.
Could you just go home and save yourself? Like, do you want to just take a nap maybe? I don't know.
So Jesse's trying to get him back on the rails. He's like, well, maybe they both stick it out. Maybe it's okay. Maybe you don't have to say all that. And he said, nope, this is his idea. And he wants to be 100% transparent with the ladies. So we see Rachel going into the, I don't know, it looks like a museum or something.
Yeah, it was like an opera house or something.
Yeah.
Like something an atrium. Like that.
Yeah. We see Rachel with her nice dark blue turtleneck dress. Like this dress a lot. It was very nice. And then we see Gabby in the dress.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Rachel picked the wrong dress for the night though.
I know.
Cause if she had known she was going to have that much camera time, I think she would have gone in a different direction. It was a little matronly for me.
Yeah.
Especially when Gabby came out with a fucking bustier and a slit in bronze. I was like, okay. I hated the dress itself, but she was wearing that dress.
She was wearing, yeah, I hated it too. I didn't like the bronze color. Yeah. The color was like an orange bronze, which is not my favorite.
No.
But, oof, she looks so good.
She looks so good.
Oh my God. So Clayton arrives and Susie's not there. And Rachel looks like her eyes are about to pop out of her head. Mm-hmm. And
okay, wait, I have a question yes, about this. Yes. So leading up to this, this rose ceremony comes after the overnight dates in chronology. Mm-hmm. And leading up to this, they were all together in the same suite. Mm-hmm. So how would they not have known that Susie went home the night before? Do you think that they weren't actually staying in the same suite? Or do you think the producers made them stay in different rooms the last night because they knew something was up? Or like, because it wouldn't make sense that they wouldn't know if they're all in the same hotel, like in that little lounge talking about deal breakers or whatever.
Yeah, I think they all sit in that room and wait for the next date card, but I don't think they're sitting in the same suite.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I was like, how is this possible?
I know. I thought about that too. So Clayton stands there and he says, Susie's in here and you all deserve to know why. I'm shattered into pieces, questioning everything. The person in front of you is not the person you were last with. Woo, sorry. Okay, sorry. Yesterday, Susie told me if I had been in love or intimate with either of you, that she could not continue on this journey.
And then Rachel's face is literally like, she's like, the whole time Rachel's mouth and her eyes, she's like trying not to smile. And like, she's like, Susie's gone. Like, she didn't realize what was coming, but she was like,
Yep. And Gabby looks absolutely disgusted.
Yeah.
And so he said, because it became a deal breaker, I don't want it to become a deal breaker with us, which I thought was a very interesting pronoun to choose. Us. Like us as a threesome.
A threesome.
As a thruple.
Which is how he basically treated it for the rest
absolutely.
Of the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It was all three of them in one relationship. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we get the infamous line, I was in love with both of you, and I was in love with her, and I was intimate with both of you. Mm-hmm. And Rachel said, okay, I'm going to take a second, and Gabby books it.
Walks
away.
Gabby's gone.
Books it. No words, no nothing. She's done. So Rachel breaks down. They obviously set up three extra mics on her, and you can hear her sobbing from the top of the roof.
The way that they edit it with her crying, just echoing throughout that like lobby with those glass windows and like her sobs bouncing off the faux ice sculpture that's holding up the roses. Like, you just, like, you cut to Gabby talking to the camera and you just hear. I was like, geez, you guys. I want to know if you could actually hear it or if it was just editing. Because I think everywhere.
Yes. I think the sound editors just really did a great job with that sound and just amplified it. But it was really, really, that was a good take.
It was a lot of crying.
It was.
Also,
it was.
There were so many stairs.
I know.
I kept thinking about how many times they had to walk up and down those stairs in their high heels. Because that was probably, 3 hours of time at that rose ceremony at least. Mm-hmm. Between like setting it up and coming back up and down and then the break and then and then Gabby leaves. And then it's like, they probably walked. Their step counters were probably, they hit their goals. They closed their circles.
Yeah, that's what it is, closing the circles. Oh my God. So Rachel is breaking down. You can hear her sobbing. And they're both saying, I can't believe he told both of us that he's falling in love with all three of us. Like, that's crazy. This is too much. And Rachel says she doesn't want to end up in the end if it's just me who loves him the most. Right. And it's just me hanging.
Right.
So Rachel starts unzipping her dress. She feels like she can't breathe. Gabby said she wants to leave. And then Jesse comes in and tries to console Clayton. But Gabby stomps on by and looks like she's about to get out of here. So Gabby and Clayton talk, and he says, you know, I'm so sorry. Everything we talked about is real. I'm just scared of what happened last night. And he divulges more into what happens to Gabby's. Gabby asks the question. And he said, you know, I wanted to allow myself to explore the relationships fully. That's what she told me. Now he's getting into like, oh, now I have somebody to listen to me?
Yeah.
Bet.
This is one of Gabby's shining moments.
Yeah, it is.
When he's like telling her, and he's like, okay, you don't have to tell me everything.
Everything.
He's like, then I took her pants off. Then, she's like, okay, I know it's sexist. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And this is when also it starts turning the wheels in Gabby's head that this man does not know the definition of what being in love and sex and like, having a crush on someone, like he doesn't know the difference between all three of those things. And she says a great question, which is, how do you weigh your words and the potential of me going home? Like, how does this measure up? And he said, he looked her in the face, someone who is going to therapy for someone whose mother was withholding love from her.
Yeah.
This is why she's in therapy. He looked her in the fucking face and said, whoever I pick is whoever I love the most. Oh my God. I would say this is up there with Juan Pablo saying that he does not love the number one pick who he had. This is up there. This was bad.
That was pretty gross. Can I backtrack for a second? I have a question for you.
Yes.
One of the places where, as I mentioned last time, or as I mentioned earlier, last week, I was not out on Clayton for what he said to Susie. Mm-hmm. I found that to be within the realm of acceptable emotional response. However, telling Susie and then telling these women and America by proxy that he had sex with all of them without asking them if it was okay to share that private information is something that I find to be deeply fucked up. And I get that Susie asked, but I honestly, I honestly think that is so inappropriate. And when Nick Viall outed having had sex with Andy years ago, it was such a scandal. And I just think, like, look, you have to find a way to have a conversation around what happened with Susie or whatever. But, like, I should not know about who you've had sex with unless those people also were on board with that. And then the flip of that also, which this is what came up for me during the.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me. It's been really stressing me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
Rose ceremony is when he then told them, part of me was thinking, like, look, the whole thing with being a contestant on the show is you've got to be able to, like, compartmentalize and feel like your relationship is the only relationship. And by him telling them that information, he totally destroyed their ability to even, like, pretend like they were the only one. Like, he took from them their ability to cope with the situation. And I found that to be, like, to me, that's really, really fucked, because how can you go on? Like, I think part of the reason they were both so upset, in addition to just, like, being told that him telling them that he loved them or whatever, is, like, they now have to face publicly the reality that, like, he really is dating other women and, like, is sleeping with other people, and they have to negotiate that, like, when they go home, and they have to negotiate that, like, and so for me, it's just like that was a disregard of, like, their feelings and their situation, I felt like, and I really hated it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on that, because I think that part of the reason Gabby and Rachel were breaking down so badly during this episode is because they were really embarrassed.
Yes.
I think they were really, really embarrassed that, number one, they fell in love with this fucking dope. And then number two, that now they can't justify their feelings.
Right.
Of feeling like they're not in a polygamous relationship.
Right. And
like,
because,
like, this is my boyfriend.
Right. And because the language of this show and the rules, the unwritten rules of the show are if you say you love the person 99.9% of the times, unless it's Ben Higgins and JoJo, that means you're going to win. It used to be you never said I love you until the person.
The end.
And Ben Higgins screwed up and told two women that he loved them, and it was a big thing. But saying I love you to three women prior to sleeping with them, to me, that was the most manipulative thing. Because to me, you're saying I love you so that you can have sex with them when you could have just had sex with them. Like, you the show is built for you to just have sex with them and not have to say I love you. And like, as Gabby said, save it.
Yes.
And so, like, for me, it's like they're embarrassed because they thought they were winning. So they went ahead and had sex with him. And I think, you know, Gabby was pretty clear she was going to have sex with him no matter what. Like she said, you know, and I think Rachel probably would have too, based on like, you know, what we've seen.
Her feelings.
And her feelings. Yeah. And so for him to say, I love you, it makes them think they're winning. So why not have sex? So even if there were doubts, he took that from them.
Right.
He took their ability to honestly consent. And like, I'm not saying it, I'm not saying like he, I'm not saying consent, like he raped them, but I'm saying like they could have made that decision on their own without the pressure of I love you.
I think
I mean, I think Gabby was pretty clear. She was like, I'm going to do it.
And
like that, which is great. But when you say I love you on this show, you're essentially saying you're going to win.
You're win.
Or you're at least going to make it to next week. You know? And like when Ben Higgins did say I love you, it was the final week. It was the last two girls. It was the date after meeting the parents. It wasn't prior to sleeping with them. And I think for me, that's where I'm just like, look, it's gross. And Rachel does ask about that on After the Final Rose.
I know.
Was what I mean, I'm so glad she did. She had a good showing on After the Final Rose. She kept her shit too. I was proud of her. Anyways, so that that whole part of it, of like the sex and the talking about it and the I love you and all of that, that is to me just like the most disgusting thing of everything I think that Clayton did. Like he real to me, that was just like,
because
it's manipulating sex.
It is.
It's like, and you didn't have to, probably.
Yeah, you didn't. You did not have to with Rachel because you been knew she been in love with you. And then with Gabby, she was very clear that she was fine with it.
Yeah.
So this is also why usually the lead gets rid of somebody at the third, when we're at the third hour. Usually they have dinner and then they're like, you know what? This isn't going to work out. And they don't even make it to the fantasy suite.
Yeah. Well, that it depends. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But like some leads don't have sex. And I actually don't care. I think if you make it to the fantasy suite, you should have sex because you're going to get married and like you should be thinking about your life outside of this if that's like within your religious or, you know, beliefs about sex, whatever. But I think to say I love you in this context is essentially saying you're going to win. Trust me, it's over. So why not have sex? Because we're going to be having a lot of sex as soon as this is over anyway.
Right?
That's what he said to them, essentially. And he said it to both of them. And he said it to Susie. And I don't know for sure. I still don't know for sure if he knew it was Susie at the time. 100%.
No, definitely not.
I'm not sure. But even if he didn't, even if he did think it was Susie at the time, I still think he was supposed to continue on with those relationships, whether or not he wanted to have sex with them, whatever. But like, to me, it's the I love you. And I feel like that is the thing that like now we're seeing the fallout of, because these girls are, these women are embarrassed, because they thought they won.
Yes. Yeah.
You basically told them you win. And we're
going
to consummate it tonight.
Yeah. Right. Right. And I don't, I just think it's part of the reason why he, at the end of the day, him not taking this seriously is the issue. He did not take this real seriously at all.
No. Okay. Sorry. We can continue. I just really had to, I had to talk about that because that was, I've been holding on to that for the last 2 weeks, like texting all my friends, like, have you watched The Bachelor yet? I am hot.
Oh my God. So Rachel sits with Clayton and it's pretty much the same deal. And he just says also very manipulative things like, the love I feel for you is not the love I feel for Gabby. It's not the same, which I don't.
But then he said that same thing to Gabby when she tried to leave. So I don't know what that means. I thought that that meant that he liked Rachel more than Gabby when he said it.
Yeah.
But then he said it to Gabby. And so I don't know.
And it's just making it so obvious that he has no fucking life. And right. we saw that on After the Final Rose when he was like, yeah, I quit my job and sold my house and now I'm moving to Virginia. I'm like, okay, so you're you had nothing loser. Going on.
Yeah.
You had nothing.
What a prize. before we get to Rachel, Gabby also said what I really liked when he was like, when she was like, okay, so what does that mean, like, for whoever you don't pick? Like, we're just supposed to stop loving you?
Right.
And I think, like, that's getting at the thing is, like, he has no empathy for them. I think None. Part of it is, like, he didn't make it far enough in the show to understand real feelings. So
yes.
And so he couldn't, like, understand what it feels like to lose. Whereas people who make it further, I think they do a better job as the lead because they understand. Mm-hmm. They have empathy for the other position. The contestants. And he just was like, yeah, as soon as I pick a winner, I'm going to cut off the rest of my feelings because, like, there's light at the end of the tunnel for him.
For him. For him. Exactly.
But not for the rest of us.
Yeah.
The women.
Right. And that's why he continued now.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, now it's Rachel. She's sitting there and she's like, I care about you so much. As you know, and he's like, just have a little trust and we'll take it day by day. And, you know, she'd been in love with this man, so she's sitting there sobbing her lashes off and then sniffs and comes back. And he said, okay, I'm going to hand the roses out tonight. And the insensitivity of him being like, Rachel, will you accept this rose after all of that emotion is so ridiculous. It is so stupid. So he hands out the roses. He calls Rachel first and he says, everything I said, I stand behind. Gabby's back there like, Gabby gets called up and he says the same thing. Mm-hmm. I want to be intentional and I mean what I stand behind. And she said, I can't. I'm so sorry. Do you want to walk me out?
That was good.
I love Gabby's voice. I love
me
her.
Too.
So now Rachel, so they go walking, right? Rachel's sitting there like, fuck.
Rachel's face of like, wait, I said yes and everyone else is saying no?
Yeah.
She's like, did I just play myself?
Yes. So Rachel's sitting there like, damn, I look dumb as shit right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really the only one who loves this man.
She's like, did I just blow this? Could I not have been a bad bitch right now?
Yeah.
But what if she had said no and left and then Gabby said no and then stayed?
No,
and like, he convinced her to stay. And Rachel would have been so mad.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's why Rachel didn't leave. Rachel is madly in love with him.
Rachel really thought she was going to win.
Yeah, she did.
I think she really thought she was going to win.
Yeah.
Because also she knows the show. She's like, remember on her hometown, she was like,
oh yeah.
She was like, I got the first round. I got this round. So she knew the show and she knew that people sometimes leave at fantasy suites.
Yes.
Like she knew that there was like that there could still be a happy ending for her. So I think she really thought like Susie, whatever. Okay. He loved all three of us, but like I'm the one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and so I think she really loved him. I think
and she loved him. Yeah.
And like, sadly, I feel like she loved him and the idea of him more than she like loved herself.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's lifestyle episode. If you want to hear the full episode and get more lifestyle content,
join our You Ain't Half Bad tier at patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose. See you next week.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.